Hi and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show and a midweek installment of Bullet Points. Now, I've been a little bit absent and a little bit quiet recently, so I thought I would tell you why.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So you may have noticed that I have not been as active on social media. My early morning Ask Me Anythings have just disappeared. And you will also have noticed on this podcast that I have been repeating older episodes of this show. And there are a couple of reasons. And I wanted to, now that the sort of, the worst is over, now that I'm through some of it, I just thought I would explain why. So firstly, life took a bit of a turn recently and I had to down tools for the best part of, it ended up being a whole month, to be there for my family. It has been really stressful, unsettling and challenging, but things feel as though they're leveling out a little bit now, and I'm slowly getting back into something resembling my old routine. And I don't know about anyone else, but when things get tough, I tend to disappear. And I know it's not a great coping mechanism, and it might be something resembling hypervigilance, hyper-independence, that's it. I knew I'd read it in one of Dr. Nicola Perra's books somewhere. I know it's definitely about hyper-independence, but I go rogue, I just disappear. And in fact, I felt very bad because several friends were messaging me saying, "Are you all right?" Even though I hadn't said anything, they just kind of got the sense that something must be wrong because I had just disappeared off the face of the planet. And it's just what I do. I take myself away from other people until I feel I can participate in anything resembling normality. I just don't think it's particularly helpful to be that person who's a bit of a Debbie Downer and is a drag, even though I would never, ever treat any of my friends like that. If any of my friends were going through anything, I'd want to be there for them and help in any way I could. But when it's me, I hate asking for help. If you've been listening to it for a while, you'll know that. Anyway, so it was only a handful of my closest friends who had any idea about what has been going on. And I have to say, they have been excellent, excellent. And I am so grateful for them. And I love them even more than I did before. And special shout out to Lindsay, Caroline and Ali, who have been absolutely incredible. Anyway, last year I got so far ahead with my podcast recordings that shows were actually banked for 2 months in advance. So I would have something like 8 weeks of content recorded, which was great. I was so far ahead. And the reason I did that is because I wanted to take some time off at some point without it showing. So I wanted to be so far ahead that I could comfortably take off 2 weeks and everything would be scheduled and automated and I could just be, I don't know, swanning around somewhere. I mean, it never happened. I never went away, you know me. But obviously what's happened since is that I've blown through all of that content and I'm now kind of back to square one, if you will. But weirdly, which just means that I'm recording episodes and then publishing them, although there is a bit of a lag. But anyway, I'll go into that. You'll see what happens on the feed. But the time away from the hustle and bustle, in fact, even though it hasn't been the greatest break, it has given me time to look at the show and some new things I want to try. Don't worry, nothing too drastic. But I think I was talking to my family about this at the weekend, and I think I've been thinking too macro, and I think maybe I need to be a bit micro again. There you go. There's something to ponder what that could possibly mean. So in some ways, I think this sort of break or step away or what I actually want to call it creatively might have actually been quite useful, just to not be constantly thinking about what can I do? How can I make the podcast successful? All of this. Actually, I think the fact that it wasn't occupying so much of my brain space made some things percolate and made some things fall into place. Sorry. So watch this space. And I wanted to reference the repeated episodes because obviously I have done it because I haven't had time to actually edit the episodes that I have banked because of what's been going on. I haven't actually been at home. But someone did mention in the Facebook group, I can't remember what they said, but they referenced the repeated episodes as sort of being sort of like a little bit of annoyance or sort of they don't ever listen to those. And I completely understand. But on the one hand, it has been necessary recently because I just didn't have the time to edit and schedule the conversations that were already recorded. And I didn't want to leave a gap in the feed because I'd rather put an older episode up than have people go, where's this week's episode? So I use them to keep the feed moving and to keep it active. But additionally, sometimes it can be quite frustrating because you do a podcast with a great guest and it's a great conversation. You're really proud of it. And it gets lost very, very quickly because podcast feeds are now very busy and they're very fast moving. And so actually repeating episodes can be quite a helpful device for reminding people of some really excellent conversations or some really incredible guests that it might take them ages to discover, because it is a bit annoying when you have a really good guest and they almost disappear in 24 hours. So when I do repeat episodes, I will always have someone message me saying, oh my goodness, I started listening a few months ago and I had no idea you had that person on the show. Or someone else might say, well, you know, I listened the first time and I put it on in the car and I took something completely new and different away from that conversation. So in that sense, I'm always validated by repeating the episodes. Albeit someone might say, oh, I don't like it when you repeat episodes. I get it. I completely understand it. I know it can be annoying, but it is a useful device for two reasons. A, when there isn't time to do the work that I need to do on the episodes, because it does take a good few hours to edit, schedule and do all of the stuff, in addition to the conversation and research, but also because it can help conversations that I think are worthy of more attention than they get sometimes to be heard by new ears, or to be heard again by people who heard it the first time and might be listening through a different lens, as it were, the next time. So in that sense, it does feel worth it, but I understand that it can be irritating if you want new content all the time. And why wouldn't you want new content all the time? Anyway, it's not something I want to do a lot, but sometimes it can be really helpful for letting newer listeners know that there are amazing guests in the back catalogue. And when I'm stretched work-wise, it does allow me to put together an episode far quicker than the usual method of editing, scheduling, whatever. So also this week, in the midst of a really weird time, I was also commissioned to write an article for the Daily Mail about my weight loss journey, which I've obviously talked about many, many times on this podcast. And I will say this, I actually pitched this idea last year to another title and it was hanging around, and I was getting very frustrated that it was hanging around because I was like, well, I've been a commissioning editor before and I don't want to, like, you can't have it if it's going to hang around. But it got to the point where I thought, oh, this is a bit silly now. Really lovely team, I hasten to add. But I told another friend about it who said, oh, I actually think the Mail will like that. Let me sound it out. And they came back and said, guess what, they want it, and can you write it now? And I said, oh, well, actually, I need to tell you, no, because this has just happened. So I was given a week extension, if you like. They were like, if you can't do it for, I think we had this conversation on a Wednesday or a Thursday. They wanted it on the following Tuesday, and I was like, you can have it on the Tuesday after. I mean, goodness me. Anyway, so it all came together, and huge, huge thanks to Claire Coleman, my clever friend who has been on the show many times. It was her who really helped me with this. And actually, when I wrote it, I said, I'm a space cadet. I can't write this, but this is terrible. She actually looked at it and sort of helped me out with it in a way that was far beyond. And I should have mentioned Claire as well at the beginning, because she was also about to give birth and she was giving me her time and attention to help me with something. So it was just amazing, absolutely amazing. Anyway, so I actually ended up writing the feature when someone very dear to me was in surgery because I had to meet that deadline, which obviously feels totally bizarre to say, but there we go. So at a time when I've barely been on my phone looking at emails or anything, I was writing a feature for the biggest audience I've ever reached, because the Daily Mail, whether you like it or loathe it, and many people in my Instagram on the weekend told me that they loathe it, but it's has one of the biggest online audiences. So it was a real privilege to be able to write for an audience that huge. Anyway, in the piece, I talk about my weight loss journey and how a lot of it involved understanding that I had an eating disorder and how the messaging of diet culture and body positivity, which conflicts, left me feeling really confused because I grew up in an era of diet culture when being overweight was bad and wrong, in inverted commas. And then I'm in my 30s and then all of a sudden the messaging shifts to love your body, whatever its size, all bodies are beautiful. And I'm like, eh, that's different. So for me, the latter just added a layer of confusion and a bamboozlement on top of it. So I wrote a piece about that, which I'll obviously link in the show notes. And it's the kind of viewpoint that will obviously polarize opinion. And I certainly saw some salty comments on my Instagram when it was published, but I do think all voices are important on this topic. And like I said, I felt very lucky to have the opportunity to have mine heard on such a huge platform like The Mail. So I will keep it brief in this episode of bullet points because I'm pooped. I'm still not quite back to my normal. Although today, I started the day with a workout, and it was a glute workout. And I hate my glute. I hate glute workouts because you can't, not that I ever do, but with glute workouts, you have to have that mind muscle connection, because otherwise you will just be, you just won't be doing it properly. And I find it very frustrating, like constantly squeezing my butt and it's awkward. And the one-legged stuff makes me, anyway, I go into them thinking, not this, not this. And also when you're doing glute workouts, I don't know about anyone else, my heart rate doesn't get very high. So I don't then earn the points for on my Vitality app to get, it doesn't register that I've done a workout because my heart rate is below 60% of my optimum heart rate or something. Anyway, so I don't get my points. I'm like, oh, it's not even worth it because I'm not even going to get a free coffee out of it. But anyway, I did it this morning, and then I got dressed. I put makeup on for the second day in a row because my face started to fall off. I had the most hideous reaction on my neck and lower face where basically it was just peeling and it was red raw and it was so itchy. So I put on some makeup, not much, because I was like, let's not go too far. And then I walked into the office and I just started, I thought that I might do it, but I didn't think consciously, all right, I'm definitely going to do this today. But I ended up having a full clear out. that was just nonsense. And then the lovely guys, Sally and Esther from the Limited Time Only podcast, got in touch with me and said, oh, we're speaking this afternoon. I had completely forgotten because I'm a garbage human. When I say completely forgotten, I got the email and I thought, how did this escape my entire Susie and Esther, by the way, not Sally and Esther. See, I told you I'm a space cadet. Anyway, I sat down and I ended up having the best chat with them, but I was like, I'm having to angle the camera really carefully because my entire office floor is covered in junk because I'm having the biggest clear out. And they were brilliant because they said, oh, we completely understand. We can imagine what headspace you're in. So I will let you know when that podcast is out because that was a really good fun chat. Anyway, but I've had lots of emails this week asking me to do an update on what's happened with my wardrobe since I sold over 100 items from it on Vinted. Well, I'm writing a feature on my website, so emmaguns.com, make sure that's in your bookmarks and you favorite it, whatever, because I'm trying to update that a lot more recently. The other thing I've been doing recently is I have gone back to writing. I took a real break, as it were, and then all of a sudden I want to write again. And I wrote something, and a friend of mine, I think I told you this, Joanna Rellner, the founder of Rome Skincare and also a really good friend of mine, she also was a beauty editor at the same time as I was a beauty editor on magazines. I wrote something and sent it to her and she was like, dude, you need to write more, stop with this, get the confidence back, write. So I've been doing that more, so I will be sharing a whole feature on what has happened since I sold all those things, what it was like selling all of those things. But in addition to that, I will also be sharing the links to the new clothes that I've bought, and I'll also be trying to film some videos, although don't hold me to that because anything to camera at the moment doesn't really feel that great. But anyway, I want to do some things where I'm like, these are the things I've bought and this is why I bought them and this is why, because they can style with this, that and the other. Anyway, so for those of you who are asking, it's on its way, and I will obviously, if you keep your eye on social media, you'll see the link to the piece. But also if you're following me on Instagram, where I'm at Emma Guns, you will see on my stories, I'll do a link to it. So that's what's been going on. It's been a lot, guys. It's been a lot, but I'm glad to be back. I think you could probably tell with the episode I did the other day about the changing landscape of podcasting, that was sort of in the thick of it when I was just like, it's so unfair. I was just in a really bad, grumpy mood and just needed to vent. And I used my anger about that situation as content for a bullet points. So that's what's been happening. I would love to know what you think about the Daily Mail article if you read it. I would love to know if anyone else is on Vinted or has any questions about Vinted. And does anyone else just completely disappear into the ether when, like, what the life gets tough? Because I do. And I've been asking myself, is that healthy, or should I tell my friends I need them more? I don't know. That's another one. I'll let that one hang in the air and you can let me know. So that's everything for bullet points. Thank you so much for listening. Please do join the Facebook group. There are loads of new people who've joined after that Daily Mail article. So let's welcome them all nicely and start lots of conversations about various things. And follow me on Instagram and make sure you subscribe to the podcast so that it registers that you are a listener every week. And if you like any of the conversations that I have with anybody, whether it's Trini Woodall, Wim Hof, Lisa Rinna from The Real Housewives, who else? Teddy Mellencamp from The Real Housewives. Andrea McLean, who is amazing. Then share it with your friends. Tell them, let them know that this is a really good, this is a show with great conversations that you love and find entertaining and hopefully informative. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.